So, hey, everybody, it's a beautiful Thursday, February the 3rd. It's National Optimist Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Blood Drive. On National Optimist Day, there is a special call for a specific type. They're looking for B positive. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, the multi-day snow events turned out to be pretty much a non-event. I think we got about 5 to 10 to 15 centimeters of snow, maybe even 20 if you're out by Principal Officer's Way. Currently, minus 5, working our way down to a low of minus 7. They are calling for a 100% chance of more snow at 11 o'clock, but I think that there's only a 5% chance of that. How's that for the math, sir?
Well, you did multiples of 5. Hey, you know what? That reminds me, it's time for a top 5 list.
Well, 5 top reasons that you could be an optimist. 1, you see the glass is not only half full, but rather it runneth over. 2, you know that crypto will eventually rebound. 3, you find yourself in hell and you're happy because at least it's a dry heat. 4, you consider yourself to be a Canadian, not a Kent-adian. And finally, 5, you see the light at the end of the tunnel and know that it is not the light of the oncoming train. 5 signs that you could be an optimist.
Or truck, for that matter.
For sure. They're on their own auto anyway.
I thought VP Botnick, it's when you bring a buck to an eye dilation test. Just to keep yourself occupied.
Hey, let's pile on Mark here. Your non-event of, it went from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 centimeters. It's like, hey, I'm going to trim my nail. Ooh, I trimmed it too far. Oh, there goes the whole nail. My finger!
I think you should take over our communications department.
Oh. All right. Moving on, coming everybody. Hey, confident people look to the future with hope. So let's recognize them on Optimist's Day. You know, the pessimist calls the glass half empty and the optimist calls it half full, as Mark said. And the proactive person said, well, actually, the glass is full. I refilled it while you guys were arguing. You're welcome. Today, we also recognize optimist organizations around the world whose members volunteer their time and skills working with youth in their communities to provide leadership, scholarship, wellness, and safety, along with arts and sports programs. I did put my application in to join the local Optimist Club, but I'm not thinking I'm going to be accepted to that. But to prepare, I found an article that said I could become an optimist in 7 weeks, but I'm not sure that's going to work out either. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? I put a vote in for Always Look on the Bright Side of Life by Monty Python.
That is a good one, and I was considering that one. But I went with another song that I actually really love. Another kind of 80s joint by Steve Winwood called Higher Love.
Oh, yes.
Love. And of course, the great Chaka Khan is on that, which she really does elevate the song, I'm not going to lie. But the lyrics are incredible. And it, again, so apropos to the times that we live in. Think about it. There must be higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is wasted time. Look inside your heart, I'll look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, is it fair? We walk blind and we try to see, falling behind what could be. Bring me a higher love. So, yeah, it's a great song, great energy. I know Mark is going to want me to sing it, but I'm not going to. It's such an amazing song. It kind of like yesterday's song. It just makes you want to get up and move and actually feel optimistic. That's the thing about music. Music has different frequencies, right? All these notes have different frequencies. And that's why, you know, when you have minor chords, it does kind of bring your mood down a little bit as opposed to other types of chords. So really, the notes and the frequency, it's scientifically proven to change your mood and to bring you up. So there's certain songs, if you feel good, it's because they're at that frequency, right? So this is one of those songs today. It does a lot for me in terms of optimism. So I encourage everyone to listen to Higher Love by Steve Winwood and try to catch those Chaka Khan notes if you can while you're singing it.
All right, and to help everybody along, we've already got it added to our Tamik's Tunes playlist, and check it out in the show notes. Let's get to Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices, and I'm certain they're coming back. I'm absolutely positive they will, along with Kmart, Sears, PJ's Pet Center. You know, sometimes just believing can make it so. What have you got for us today, Venturo?
It's Thursday. I'll be covering some tech, but before I jump into that, I'm definitely an optimist, right? But a question for you guys. Are optimists attracted to pessimists?
I don't think I think I'm an optimist to it. No.
No.
Venturo, is that like when your wife says things can't get any worse and you say, oh, yes, they can?
No. Not quite, but my wife is, I can't classify her as being an optimist, right? But there are times when being a pessimist actually pays off. Case in point, when you're buying crypto and your wife says, oh, I think it's time for you to sell some of the profits you've made on this crypto. And you as the optimist say, no, it's going to keep going higher and higher. It's going to go to the moon. And the crypto is in the gutters, and you can't let your wife know, right?
I told you, she said things can't get any worse. And you said, oh, yes, they can.
The only one to the moon is you.
Yeah. So there is definitely an app for everything. And today we're going to be looking at an app that us optimists can use. It's called No Zero Day. And the No Zero Day, it takes a fresh look on your productive life, right? Whenever you're thinking that there's nothing to gain out of a day, the No Zero Day app allows you to focus on four sections. What have you created? How have you helped? What have you learned? And it focuses on health as well. So go check out that app, No Zero Day. You can definitely get some positive things from that one. It also allows you to do some journaling as well, if you want to stay on the positive side, right? Because there is always something positive out of every situation.
Hey, so. And the most amazing feature of it, positive thing, is you put your cryptocurrency amount in, it adds 50% so you can show your wife.
That would be awesome.
Is it telling you something if you don't have enough memory on your phone to actually download the app?
Yeah, it's telling you that you have too many apps. You have listened since you were too many apps. Right.
Hey, there's a bonus tech tip. That one, you got that one for free this week, Mark. It is Thursday. That means let's get to Thursday's thought.
Yeah, there's times I get really irritated with that whole optimistic opening bent of presenters. You know where they always give you the scenario about glass half full, glass half empty, talk amongst yourselves, come up with a thought about this. I'm thinking to myself, do they really give a darn about your ultimate, you know, thought or solution? Actually, they just want to buy themselves time to get their PowerPoint working.
Yes, indeed. Well then, sir. Well, everybody, we made it through another day. And thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.